Hello, I am your host, David Guerra, the author of The Walking Leader, and this is The Walking Leader Podcast. How are you? We are now on episode 24, so welcome. And episode 24 is going to be about rule number two of the second book in the Walking Leader trilogy. The second book is Great to Follow. And we've jumped into it now a couple of episodes ago, so welcome. And let's move on. Rule number two of Great to Follow is know your role. Now, I've been and done many things over my military and civilian careers. I was an infantryman, a college student, a network analyst, a department head, operations manager. However, one thing is the same among all those titles. At the start of each job, I knew that I had a place in the hierarchy, and that place was at the bottom of the organization chart. Low man on the totem pole. That's right, I didn't start any of my jobs as head honcho at the Big Cheese. Far from it. I guess it comes from being a child of a career army soldier. You learn rank structure pretty quickly in the military, whether you're in it or you're a family member. And as a family member, you learn that everything has a place and an order to it. So the sooner you know that, the better off you'll be. As an example, if my brothers or I did something wrong on base, we did not get in trouble with the military police or the base command. Nope, that was reserved for my father. See, the next morning, we did something wrong. The next morning, he would be called into his commander's office, and he would get his backside chewed off. It didn't happen a lot. Okay, it happened. So, he was responsible for us. This is why it happened. He was responsible for us and our actions. So when our actions and my brothers and I are violated some base policy and procedure, he was the one that got it. And in the military, as in the corporate world, there's an old saying. And when I say poop, I don't mean poop, but you know what I mean. It rolls downhill, and you do not want to be at the bottom of that hill when it stops rolling. And after the base commander got done with my father, guess who was at the bottom of the hill? Yeah, it wasn't pleasant. It never is pleasant being at the bottom of the hill. However, that's the price you pay for being the new guy or the children of a soldier that lives at a military base. That is exactly the way it is in any organization when a newbie or an FNG arrives with arrives at the organization. Now, there are a few exceptions here and there, but for the most part, everyone knows you're going to make mistakes, and everyone's looking for it, and everyone knows that you won't learn from your mistakes until those mistakes start to affect or are on the verge of affecting your pocketbook. Now, fortunately for my brothers and I, we learned as teenagers that actions have reactions to them. By the time we left the house, or we left home, we all knew that we were the masters of our fate. Whatever path in life my brothers and I chose to take, it was much more easier knowing that, we clearly understood our role, where we were, and what was going on. So, every company has positions that must be filled. Now, typically, the first ones to get filled are the best positions, like chief executive officer, chief financial officer, VP of operations. You know what I mean. Now, those people are usually the founders, friends of the founder, or, heaven forbid, a family member of the founder. Now, unless you are the founder or a friend of the founder, you probably are not going to start at the top of the corporate ladder. That's perfectly all right. See, someone has to be the big chief, the head honcho, or the HMFIC, just like someone has to be the person that fills orders, sweeps and mops the floors, and answers the phone for the CEO. That's the way the corporate ladder is built. Wide, wide rungs at the bottom that get very narrow as you get closer to the top. Now, did I mention the rungs get narrow at the top? Now, if the top of the ladder, the corporate ladder, is your final destination within the organization, then you must fully understand that unless your mother is the CEO, you are not going to skyrocket to the top of the corporate ladder on your first week of employment. Now, as someone starting out with a new company in any entry-level position, and whether you have more schooling or more work experience than the guy or gal you report to, you have to remember one thing and only one thing. Know your role. Now, what I mean by know your role is know exactly what you were hired to do. Know exactly what you're expected to do. Know exactly where you fit in within the organization. Then, and only then, can you see how the organizational chart is laid out. However, do not just know what your job in the company is. Do not just know where in the organizational chart you are. Do not just know that in the grand scheme of things, you know nothing. Rule number one. Do not just know all of that, but understand that completely and thoroughly comprehend, understand all of it. See, early in your career and while you're getting to know your role, you might get frustrated in how the organization does things, frustrated in the fact that you think you know a better way of running the company and you are ready to storm into the CEO's office to give that joker a piece of your mind. Is that really a good idea? Well, most certainly everyone, including me, has thought about giving the top dog a piece of their mind. However, or a piece of your mind. However, that is not prudent, nor will it make you long for the company. See, you might find that in the end, the only person that knows nothing may be you, in that you suddenly find yourself without a job. Take the time to know the company, what it really does, the people, your coworkers, your peers, your supervisors, everybody, and what they really do. And of course, work to fit in to the corporate culture. You've got to fit into the corporate culture. With a little luck, you might just find out just how much you do not know before you go storming into the boss's office. Remember that. The company culture has been around for quite a while. See, John Coleman in the Harvard Business Review wrote, "There are other factors that influence culture, but these six components can provide a firm foundation for shaping a new organization's culture. And identifying and understanding them more fully in an existing organization can be the first step to revitalizing or reshaping culture in a company looking for change." Now, the six components that John Coleman mentions are vision, values, practices, people, narrative, and place. All of them were put into place long before you joined the company's payroll. One thing to remember, though, corporate cultures, like every other culture, is dynamic. It has to be. That means that it is always evolving, always changing. And when any culture stops evolving, it means that all its members are dead. Think about the Aztecs. You know, where are they? Now, when a corporate culture has stopped growing and evolving, it means the end of the business side of the organization's operations are about to come to an end of its revenue-generating life cycle. Wow. Now, I understand that it might take a long time for you to get a full grasp of the reality that is the enterprise you work for. However, you must remember, when you give it a chance before you can even think about what changing the way they do things around it, you have to give it a chance. Understand. Now, do not for one second think you're the only person who has come up with the idea of making the place better, or think that you know more than everyone else in the organization. There have been plenty of people before you, and there will be plenty more people after you. I guarantee it. So stick around long enough. Just stick around. Some new kid will one day think he can do your job better than you. So don't sweat it. First, just get to know your place and role. If you were hired to be an IT support tech, then only worry about being the best IT support tech the company has ever seen. Do not worry about the guy or gal upstairs or down the hall, whatever they're doing. Don't worry about them. They got there by doing something right, and you will get there by doing something right as well. You will most certainly get there if only you believe in yourself and have the complete trust in your leadership and mentors. Now, I'll get more of that later. In the meantime, I am hereby formally advising you to keep your head down, put your shoulders into your work, keep moving forward, and keep your eyes and ears open. And please, now don't make me beg, but keep your mouth shut. Ignore this advice if you choose, but you will almost instantly see where that will get you. I mean, just ignore it. Ignore what I just said, and you'll see. See, those five pieces of advice, take them. Take those five pieces of advice that I just gave you and make them yours. You might not see where that will get you today, tomorrow, next week, or even next month, but I guarantee you that before you know it, you will see positive results. Again, folks, know your role before you start going around changing things. because that's the last thing anybody wants. Hey, who's this new guy think he is? Look at him. He's coming in here. He wants to change the world, but he ain't changing nothing because the two guys before him tried to change the exact same thing. It didn't work. I guarantee you that will happen. So, again, head down, shoulders into your work. Keep moving forward. Keep your eyes and ears open and keep your mouth shut. It's just that simple. That's the only way you're going to know your role. And then once you know your place and you've got it under control and you've mastered it, then you can start worrying and moving on and worrying about the other guy and moving forward and trying to expand and make change happen. But fully grasp what you're doing. Listen, this is Dave Guerra. This was episode 24 of the Walking Leader Podcast. Rule number 2 of Great to Follow. Please, I invite you to follow me on Twitter. Tell me you like the podcast, you hate the podcast. Tell me something. Or you can drop me an email, dave@daveguerra.com. And until next time, I thank you for listening. Have a great week. And we'll talk to you real soon. Take care.